IdahoSports.com, 2014 Fall Football Online Preview, brought to you by Strom Electric. We're talking Troy High School right now with head coach Rob Bafus on the phone. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well today. How are you?
Doing very good. Appreciate you taking a couple of minutes to join us here, coming off of a very strong year up there in Troy, going 11-1. But, you know, it seems like every year you got to be strong in that league because there are so many good teams you're seeing literally almost on a weekly basis.
Yeah, absolutely, which, you know, we talk about it every year, how strong the teams are, and on top of that, how great the coaching is, too, in this league from top to bottom. These teams are prepared week in and week out, which just speaks to the quality and the level of coaching in the league.
How difficult can it be sometimes to fill some of the non-conference portions of your schedule? I'm looking here. You go to Salmon River, St. John Endicott from Washington is coming across. Can it be a challenge sometimes to fill out and get those 7th, 8th, and 9th games?
You know, this year it was a bit of a challenge. That's a great question. Historically, it hasn't been because we had had 10 teams in the league, but since they divided it up into Division One and Two, Division Two, we've had to find some non-conference stuff. So this year was a bit of a struggle for us. We picked up Salmon River early, and then we also picked up St. John Endicott late, and we were a little bit worried. We had an open date for quite a while and had a lot of questions. What's going on? How are we going to fill that date? And luckily, it all worked out, and we feel fortunate to have two quality teams. As you know, Salmon River finished number one in the state in their division last year and ranked number two in the country in eight-man football.
Let's take a quick time out here on IdahoSports.com, brought to you by Strom Electric. We're talking to Troy High School head football coach Rob Bafus. We'll be right back.
When it's time to renovate your home, business, or to install a well water pump system, call Strom Electric at 208-835-2331. They've been serving the Palouse and Camas Prairie region since 1938, providing electrical wiring for all sizes of projects, electrical motor repair, and well pump installations. Strom Electric offers hassle-free professional services and is licensed and insured in Washington, Idaho, and Montana. Check them out online at www.stromelectric.net or call 208-835-2331. Strom Electric, strong supporters of local high school sports.
Welcome back to the Fall Football Online Preview, IdahoSports.com. We're talking Troy High School, brought to you by Strom Electric with head coach Rob Bafus. Coach Bafus, obviously you've been around long enough that, you know, you really want to contend for state championships. You got to be strong up front, both offensive and defensive lines. It doesn't matter if you play 6-man, 8-man, 11-man. That story is the same everywhere you go. So you've got to be feeling pretty good at this point. You've got a returning first-team All-State offensive lineman in Will Graham and a returning second-team All-State offensive lineman in Tell Heights. That's a pretty good start right there.
Absolutely. And then an all-league kid in Zach Bloom as well to round out our three interior anchors up front. So we're extremely excited about it. We've always preached as the line goes, we go. And as you spoke to it, we have a strong line this year and are expecting big things out of those guys up front to take some pressure off of our sophomore quarterback and a very dynamic running back in Kellen Hoskins that we have running behind him.
Well, you did segue me perfectly into my next question. Just how critical is an offensive lineman when you're replacing the league MVP quarterback Cody Self, Zach Bafus also no longer there? Just how much of a security blanket is that kind of an offensive line, not only for you, but for some of these new players stepping into big roles with the Troy team?
Well, it's priceless. Like I said, we have a sophomore quarterback coming in, and then a very dynamic kid that's going to fill the hole at tailback for us. So with a young sophomore quarterback, I think that the protection in they're going to be able to provide and pass protection, and plus the holes are going to be able to open up to in our run game to take some pressure off of the young quarterback as far as throwing the ball goes. It's going to be priceless, and I'm excited to kind of for once sit back and rely on the big fellas up front to carry the load for us. And I'm looking, I expect big things out of these guys, and they expect big things out of themselves. They've all worked extremely hard in the off season to be prepared for what's ahead of them, and they understand that the pressure's kind of on them to lead the team.
We've talked to a number of 8-man coaches as we do this preview here, and when we talk defense, there's one question I can always ask that gets every coach just rubbing their temples going, oh, I don't even want to think about that. Pass coverage. Such a challenge in the 8-man game. You got the same size field as the 11-man, but you got three less players out there. Just, you know, what is your philosophy? How do you tackle the beast there when it comes to playing good pass defense?
Well, I'd tell you when if you get the answer, could you please call me back and let me know, because it is you hit the nail on the head there. We're playing on the same size field as 11 man. Some places around the country they shrink the field to a 40 by 80 field, and the defensive coordinator is where it all starts. I feel fortunate that we have an outstanding defensive coordinator in Guy Wells that thrills the kids in pass coverage, and our defensive back coach, Brad Brennecke, does a great job in taking that lead and getting those kids ready to play and cover a huge field. It is the toughest thing in 8-man football to do is to cover. You're exactly right.
This particular class that you have right now, it's the logical progression. As sophomores, they finished in third place, a third-place trophy. Last year, your runner-up in the state. Now, the logical progression, I'm sure, in their mind is, hey, let's go win a state championship.
Yeah, absolutely. A bit of frustration as well with these seniors. Their freshman year, we were knocked out in the quarterfinals, so we're climbing the ladder. We went from quarters to semis to the championship, but we've lost each one along the way. It's tough to lose your last game of the season. There's no way around that. And our focus this year is to play in 12 games and win the 12th game, which would be the championship. So that's kind of the approach we're taking. But we realize it's a long road, like we spoke earlier, with a tough league and a tough opening opponent in Salmon River. So, you know, we just got to, I know you hate this verbiage, but one game at a time and go take that philosophy and run with it.
One game at a time, I completely agree. I understand that. I do, so I don't necessarily hate that. But I'm going to allow you a moment to dream right here. You know, I'm a guy. I grew up in a small town, Oaksdale, just across the state line there. I'm originally from Spokane, so familiar with that North Idaho area, and also familiar with, you know, some of those communities and just how big, you know, the high school sports are to just the fabric of those communities. So, you know, with that in mind, you know, how much fun are those seasons, you know, as you're running into the playoffs and you're playing well and you're competing for a state championship?
Well, you just struck a chord with me. You know, it's amazing. I feel extremely fortunate to be a part of it. Brings a lump in my throat to think about how these communities support these small teams. When I first moved to Troy from the Boise area, one of the first things I did was go to a high school football game there in Troy, and I was amazed at how the communities rallied around the team and the cars parked around the field and the people walking up and down the sidelines. And on Friday nights in these small communities, everything kind of comes to a screeching halt. Everybody goes and supports the kids, and it's what it's all about is us as mentors, teachers, leaders, coaches, that we couldn't ask to be in a better situation than to lead these communities into these seasons and these individual football games on Friday nights.
Rob Bayfus, head coach at Troy High School, we'd like to thank you for coming on board for a couple of minutes, and best of luck for the upcoming season.
Well, I appreciate it, and thanks for all that you guys do at IdahoSports.com. You do an outstanding job of keeping the youth involved in making people aware of what's going on. You guys do a great job, so keep it up.